Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
There is that. Little brown jug, Mr. Glenn Miller this morning. Mr. Owen Conway, Mr. Shane Barskem, Mr. Paul McGough, Mr. Tristan Colton. I have four in a bar in front of me, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is lovely to have you here this morning.
Beautiful
it is
being.
Always a joy. Normally one of you is late. This morning it hasn't occurred. did the three of you collect them, or what happened there?
Well, we now decide we always have to set ourselves a time to meet about half an hour before we actually come
downstairs.
So we had 20 minutes rehearsal day.
And that works a treat as ever. You are as busy as ever, I see,
yes.
According to this, between hither and yon, but you're working away, it's wonderful.
Yes, we have a few summertime concerts coming up very soon.
Yes.
So we have prepared some, you know, summertime repertoire and things about being out in nature and enjoying the beautiful weather, such as like what we have out.
So just yesterday, for example.
Yeah, well, yes.
Somebody told me it's raining currently.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there is that. So what are you going to do for us? I don't want to plunge you into it.
I mean, a little bit of a preamble. I mean, as ever, our concerts have a mixture of classical and contemporary and different things.
Which I still think is really important.
Yeah, so we have a classical piece that's all about the summertime. And now, unfortunately, it's about the month of May rather than June, but we're pretty close. Now, the only thing, before we sing it, I do have to check, what are the rules here about swearing on the radio?
Oh, we embrace it.
Okay, good.
We embrace it.
Very
good. But you don't want to write down what the word is, or rather
many.
Well,
this thing, because it's going to occur in your imagination. So it's going to be the absolute filthiest thing possible that you can imagine for you and for all your listeners. So it's very
fascinating.
But
it's in my imagination.
Yes, safely.
But then they can't accuse us of anything.
Exactly. Or else you can have a little button on your desk that goes beep.
We did that once with John Lennon's song. He had a song years ago, and in it he uses the F word.
Okay.
And we bleeped it, but we missed the F word and bleeped the following word. So, Working Class Hero is the song.
Some poor intern there trying to time us. Oh, no!
Oh, I think it was me. However, you're safe.
So, yeah, the way it works is that a lot of songs, they have trying to find a balance between having originality and then repetition.
Yes.
So you have, I mean, today it's been codified into the usual verse-chorus form,
sure,
where everyone sings along in the chorus. But in earlier songs, it wasn't quite so clear-cut. They would have just a continuous narrative, but every second or third line would be the same thing every time, and the audience would all join in with that. And
but this is different.
Oh yeah, but you've heard this before. Like,
yeah,
there was an old woman who lived in the woods, and everyone joins in that part.
Sure.
And so there was often, it would often be just nonsense,
right,
like fa la la la, hey diddle diddle, that kind of thing. And the authors of the time, they wanted to write about subjects that would not be, shall we say, suitable for the radio.
Oh, right.
But somebody had the great idea. Well, the Italians decided to do this when they would refer to it in very elaborate poetic metaphors, but some English composers realized that you could take this fa-la-la-la-la thing and just use it, and the audience would use it to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So if the actual text part was just a little bit suggestive,
yes,
then the fa-la-la-la-las could function as, well, we're not allowed to say this, but, you know, use your imagination.
But we're all laughing because we know exactly what
you
mean.
Yeah. So you have things like, you know, my sweetheart is so fair and bright, fa-la-la-la-la. Her hair, her eyes, her feet, fa-la-la-la-la. And we can all fill in the blanks that way. So that's kind of how this one works.
Right.
So this is called Now is the Month of Maying.
Maying?
Maying, yes. Maying. May is a verb.
All right. Thank you, Owen.
Now is the month of Maying, when merry lads are playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Now is the month of Maying, when merry lads are playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Each with his body lost upon the greeny grass, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Each with his body lass upon the greeny grass, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The springtime all in gladness doth laugh at winter's sadness, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The springtime all in gladness doth laugh at winter's sadness, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And to the bagpipes sound. The nymphs shred out their ground. And to the bagpipe sound, the nymphs tread out their ground. Fie, then, why sit we musing, with sweet delight refusing? Fie, then, why sit we musing, with sweet delight refusing? Say, dainty nymphs, and speak. Shall we play barley brick? Say, dainty nymphs, and speak. Shall we play barley brick?
It's absolute filth. Absolute filth. I'm astonished.
The things they allow on the radio these days, Marty. It's a disgrace.
It's innuendo laden, is what it is.
Barley break, indeed.
That was fantastic. And we have a message here. Says Marty, great to hear that you're four in a bar this morning. They've contributed so much to the barbershop world of music. As for Owen Conway, what a musical maestro. We're so lucky in this. Wait to hear this. Are you going for the presidency?
Definitely my mom.
We're so lucky in this nation of ours to have someone of his caliber, says your cousin, Clara Ryan Casalock. Are you related to Clara Ryan?
Clara, yes, I know.
That's very nice, though. She's right. But that's a great sound. It's as good as ever, lads. It really is. It's as good as ever. In terms of travelling, I mean, we will tell everyone that you're in St. Mary's of Maynooth. That's the 15th of June. 22nd is St. Andrew's Church in Malahide, down the road from me. And Sunday, June 29th, St. Patrick's Church at Greystones. But you played in Bloom, and we missed you. Where were you?
Yeah, roving entertainment.
Roving entertainment?
Yeah, wandering around the crowd, singing for a few songs, and then disappearing.
But you didn't come on any of the radio. You didn't come...
We were trying to come in the day you were there. We weren't all available.
We were there the guys Thursday. It was Thursday, I think. Oh, you're working, sorry.
Yeah. Paying off barbershop bills. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Small matter of working. But Bloom would be a great venue for you guys, because, the audience is just there.
Yeah, everywhere you go, the people turn to look at this little magical thing. We also like to go around some of those places, like people have like greenhouses set up, and you can go in and test the acoustics. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
What a cool idea! It's a lovely idea. Now, listen, you're playing these concerts. Are they part of a season, or what is it?
Just a thing that we've put together. It's not part of any other existing thing. We just thought that we'd like to have some performances in the summertime. So we're doing them in collaboration with other choirs. In Malahide, for example, they're doing it with a choir that I conduct called Cor Fingal. And then in Greystones, Shane has a choir.
Yes, in Greystones. So I work with a choir out there called the Get Singing Choir, which was initially an initiative of Wicklow County Council, and they're self-sustaining now. But they're a wonderful group of about 40 strong members. I'll be out with them about midday today, so I'm sure a few of them are on the air right now. So we're really looking forward to having them in to sing three songs, including an arrangement of Dreams by the Cranberries, written by Owen here from Four in the Bar.
Arranged rather than written, but just yes.
Oh yeah, yes, that's right, that's right. It was written by another, in fairness. That happens us half the time in here. You look at things, it says, written by so-and-so, and you go, couldn't possibly be written by this person. That's absolute nonsense. And Tristan and Paul, what about you guys? Are you involved with other choirs as well?
Well, Maynooth is your turf.
Well, I feel the answer I'm getting is no.
We sing around everywhere, but I must mention that this Sunday, which is Father's Day, we're singing in Maynooth, and we do have Dunshanklin Choral Society singing with us.
Oh, lovely.
And they're celebrating their 50th year on the go this year, conducted by Claire Dixon.
Yeah, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
And what's the venue?
That is in St. Mary's Church on Parson Street in Maynooth.
Okay.
Which is Father's Day, and there'll be plenty of Father's Day jokes.
Will there be a lot of that?
It's a gorgeous building, actually.
If you know the one,
it's
the one that's kind of built into the wall at the outside of the South Campus College. It's
a lovely
old building, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice
idea. The idea is really, like, sometimes in the past we have a one-off concert, and a lot of work and energy goes into
I know.
A concert. This time we thought, let's put three together, the next three Sundays. And we find, actually, we get to enjoy it more and more, because by the second concert you're really relaxing into, by the third the music is flowing off, it's just really, we get to enjoy it ourselves, even we're not so stressed by the third one as we would be by the first concert.
Well, the point is, this is not to ask for any secrets, but the fact is, there's four of you. If one of you is, if the voice isn't working today, for example, what do you do? We're referring immediately.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming in like a light.
Turn.
But what do you do? Because
change the music.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, last Christmas we had a large work to sing, and Monteverdi piece in the middle. Yeah. And for, my line is quite high in it, quite pressing on the voice, and I wasn't.
And you've been out on the Raz, so. Yes.
So. Owen, give us a break. Can we change this, please? Yeah. I'm not going to last this one. Yeah. And we just quickly put our heads together in the venue beforehand. There's so much music in the bag. I mean, over the years we've gathered up so much.
That's over 15 years of performing.
Sure,
there's so many pieces there, and there was some tried and trusted favourites. We knew this will be less taxing on the
voice. But exactly, you've nowhere to hide.
Well, yeah.
If the voice isn't, because there's no hiding place.
Yeah. Although, luckily, unless it's really desperate, like if you're like absolutely like can't talk, like it, unless it gets that bad, usually there's enough kind of muscle memory in there that you can get through the gig, even though you mightn't be able to sing another piece. Like it's we know our own repertoire well enough that we can kind of muscle through it.
Have you got particular remedies and stuff? Because people often talk about this.
Yeah, people talk about like, you know, ginger and honey.
Ginger,
and
yes.
It tastes lovely, but like, no, water and sleep are the only two things that actually
work. Isn't sleep deprivation the killer when it comes to singing? It truly is.
But talk about Tristan. If he's feeling unwell, he's delighted.
He just gets lower and lower, absolutely. Ella Fitzgerald used to have black coffee before she went on stage, which I thought made no sense to me, but
the vibrato.
Yeah, maybe they have the vibrato. What are you going to do first? Are you going to do something else?
Given the recent passing of Brian Wilson,
the great Brian Wilson,
we have a piece of his that we haven't sung in a while, but we just thought we really ought to commemorate him in some way.
Yes.
So we have an arrangement here of God Only Knows,
which is probably one of the finest songs in his repertoire, anybody's really. He wrote it with Peter Asher, the two of them, but it's an incredible song.
Yeah.
And it's about friendship.
Yeah.
God Only Knows is just the most wonderful thing, and about family. So take it away. Yeah.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. Still go on, believe me. The word could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Beautiful. I hope he's listening in heaven as we speak. That is beautiful. And of course, the original, when you think about it, was like, I mean, the harmonies were based on the past, pretty much.
He was very influenced by barbershop singing.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Is that the, I'm not asking for any more of that, but is that the only Beach Boys song that you do? Or?
No, but the others were a bit more upbeat than we thought.
I can see you doing Surfing USA. The yeah, exactly. You've got the shirts on anyway, so we're kind of halfway there.
They're firm favourites. If we ever sing at a wedding reception or a drinks reception.
Yeah, they're just big, loud,
Surfing
ringing
USA.
But they are so...
Get Around, Barbara Ann.
Yeah, Barbara Ann.
Yeah, there was also one, he didn't write that one, but the Beach Boys sang... it was a jazz arrangement called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring, and it was done by the Four Freshmen, which is a jazz quartet, and the only recording of the Beach Boys doing it was as part of a sound check from a live concert, and it's really cool to hear that, because they're just singing it their own way, their own style. So it sounds like a Beach Boys song just because of the timbre of the voices.
Of course.
So we
acapella,
all...
no instruments.
Yeah, all just four parts. And yeah, which is funny because even though they had so much harmony, they didn't do a lot of entire songs that were only a cappella. There were always instruments in there somewhere.
Yes,
So we also have done that song. So we kind of think of it as being like a Beach Boys song, but it's not by them.
But they had their hearts were full of spring.
Yeah.
But they had such a sound, and when you hear those harmonies now, it is reminiscent of the whole barbershop thing. It's amazing when you think about it now. He was quite the genius. Sad life though, in many ways, because of the drink and the drugs. But God rest him, he was a great talent, very special. I mean, they say that inspired Sergeant Pepper. Isn't that incredible when you think about it? Because of the McCartney thing. So all we could do a seminar on it, I think, at this stage. Now, listen, those dates, by the way, again, Sunday, June 15th. It's important to say this is 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
That gives you the evening off.
It is for a summer long stretch in the evenings, as they say. 5 p.m. Sunday evening is an ideal time because you can pair up with dinner after if you like, or if you
still have to do the shopping afterwards for the week.
But that's very true. St. Mary's Church, this is in Maynooth, Sea of Ipe, together with the Dunshaughlin Choral Society. Sunday, June 22nd, St. Andrew's in Malahide with Cor Fingal and St. Patrick's Church in Greystones. That's your Get Stinging Choir.
Yes, Get Stinging Choir.
On the 29th of June at 5 o'clock. You've got that. Yeah, are you travelling outside of Ireland? Are you staying here? Or because as well as it, you have to live as well. Yeah. So have you plans to...
We're staying here for now. Do you know, lovely life events?
What about Christmas? Are you doing stuff for Christmas?
We will be.
I shouldn't be asking it now.
Not thinking that far ahead yet.
Well, we do have dates in the diary now for our Christmas card.
You do already?
Tickets will be going on sale come next month.
Right. Oh, by the way, sorry, if you want tickets for any of these events, what's the story with them?
So things are available on ticketstop.ie.
Ticketstop.ie.
Irish company.
It is.
Okay.
SMEs. Or you can go straight to our website, which is foreignabar.com.
Very good.
And the idea of having at 5 o'clock performances is that children come along, under 16s go free. Tickets for everybody else are €20.
That sounds like it's like an ad, really, isn't it? That's pretty good. Did I miss something? You've got a message in, have you?
No, it's all good.
What? Have you got what?
I think ticketstop.live, I think, is the...
.live?
Yeah, .live.
Right, ticketstop.live.
Okay. And as always, if anyone just decides on a whim at 4:30 on any of those three Sundays, there will also be tickets available
There'll
on the
be
door.
Somebody at the door to give you admittance.
Yeah.
I know we have. Are you going to sing another one for us live? Or have I worn you out? I'd love you to do one more, one more. Because
sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Second.
Yeah, no. You take it off because we have. Yeah, ticket stop. There it is. Find great venues and enjoy. Anyway, it's ticketstop.live. You're right. That's what it is. Ticketstop.live.
A piece that we will sing in.
Sure. So just by contrast, this is another more recent piece. This is by Radiohead. A song of theirs from the album OK Computer.
Yes.
It's called No Surprises. We'll sing the full version at the weekend, but here's a slightly shortened version.
Oh, cool. Radiohead. Four in a bar.
A heart that's full. They don't.
some cabin the next night with no alarms and no surprises. No alarms and no surprises. No alarms and no surprises.
You should choose Radiohead. Scal and Kalachny do a version of
Yeah,
Creep,
they do.
Which is really, yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? That they,
yeah, it's
you
funny.
Could turn it your way.
Yeah, it's funny how changing the, you know, the instrumentation, everything just changes the whole way you hear the song, suddenly.
That's like, right.
You might start hearing the lyrics in a different light. So.
It's completely different, yeah, it's lovely. Just a reminder again, thanks to Paul, Tristan, Shane, and Owen. Thank you guys for coming in. You're very good. Just a reminder again, it's this Sunday, June 15th at 5 o'clock, St Mary's Church in Maynooth. Sunday 22nd at 5 o'clock, St Andrew's in Malahide. And Sunday, June 29th at St Patrick's Church in Greystones, all at 5 o'clock at fornabar.com. So you can get it that way as well. It's direct, you see. It's direct for you. And we have another track to play, but I'll let you rest. We'll play that. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. I shall release you now into the wild. And please come again. And if we're in Bloom next year, please, God, you have to come down. Come down. Oh, of course, you're working.
Get the timings up.
I know, but you're working. You're working. It's unfair. Talk to you again.
Cheers, FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
Oh, let the...
Hello. How are you?
I didn't think so. Welcome. How are you doing? What have you got?
So we're going to start in Dublin, and there's a collision on the North Quays just after the forecourts, and there's a queue building on Parkgate Street from the Infirmary Road Junction. There's a separate breakdown on the M15 northbound. That's on the on-ramp for Junction 11 Talla. Elsewhere in Kildare, the N7 eastbound is busy coming from Junction 8 Johnstown to Junction 7 Kill, and the M4 eastbound in Kildare is slow around Junction 7 Maynooth towards Junction 6 Selbridge. Limerick Shelburne Road has a northbound queue between Shelburne Park and the Hassett's Corner. And in Cork, the Lower Glenmire Road is slow inbound between the North Ring Road Junction, towards the North Ring Road Junction, excuse me. And finally, in Galway, the Old Dublin Road has an inbound queue between the Coast Road Junction and the Ballylahan Road Junction as you head towards the Bonsecure Hospital. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Ola, thank you so much. Back in the morning.
I am indeed.
Back in the morning. See you then.
See you later.
Cheers for
Bye.
Now. Bye. Take care. There she goes now. 9:20 it is. William Tell Overture. The lads do that as well. There's no end to it. Paul, Tristan, Shane and Owen. God bless them. Four in a bar. The fine vocal quartet that they are.
With a waving cry and a loud high-ho, the hero of the West will show that the country will be rid of foes. The Lone Ranger.
Bump with a mask and a gun as any old friend. You'll fight for the rights of honest men. You'll stand for justice to the end. It's the Lone Ranger.
Indians on the land, the chemists, I'll be riding side by side. Standing tall for freedom, justice, honor, truth and pride.
Silver bullet, mask and white hat, standing tall for purity. Symbols of the hope and faith for all mankind to see.
Dedicates his life to save the day.
Dedicates his life to save the day.
With a wave and a cry and a loud I hold, the hero of the West will show that the country will be rid of foes. The Lone Ranger.
With a mask and a gun as any fan, you'll fight for the rights of honest men. You'll stand for justice to the end. It's the Lone Ranger.
Ba 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 Oh, that he'll give them a licking. They all run and hide because they are chicken. Silver is his trusty steed, helping the mass now with fire and speed. Partners with one solemn creed, fighting with might they will never bend. Truth and justice to the end.
Indians on toe and the Kemosabe riding side by side, standing tall for freedom, justice, honor, truth and pride.
Silver bullet mask and white, it's standing tall for purity, symbols of the hope and faith for all mankind to see. Dedicates his life to saving the day.
There they are, Four La Bar. Owen Conway, Shane Barskell, Paul McGough, and Tristan Caldwell. And we wish them well on the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of June in the singing way, fournabar.com.